My name is Robert. I live in Oregon State Hospital in Building 35. I can't say much about my life before this place. I've been locked up 40 years. Don't know if I'll get out alive. You may think worse of me to know that I hear spirits late at night. As they walk the narrow halls, I hear them cry. They're the nameless men and women who lived out their days in here. Maybe I will join them by and by. Me, I get up early every single day. Look out on the ward and wish that I was far away. But if my life has been wasted, you don't need to see. The only one who knows I'm here is me. When I was young, my life here was a nightmare. I was raped by other patients and tied down by MHDs, then left in the seclusion room while staff would sit outside and catch up on their reading, just as distant as you please. It's not so bad here for me now, it's just an awful boring place. We go to groups the same day after day. And if the staff don't give a damn, at least they leave us all alone. Sometimes we get good ones, they don't stay. Me, I get up early every single day. I look out on the ward and wish that I was far away. But if my life has been wasted, you don't need to see. The only one who knows I'm here is me. I don't just sit around all day. I go crazy if I did. I've seen it happen to a few. I used to work on grounds, but now we're locked down pretty tight. It seems as though there really ain't enough for me to do. My IDT gave me my treatment plan last week. All my goals right there for me to read. It always just amazes me they know me so damn well, without ever asking what I need. Me, I get up early every single day. I look out on the ward and wish that I was far away. But if my life has been wasted, you don't need to see.